would like to talk with you over the next several minutes on the topic of Jesus Christ and the Christmas goo-goo baby propaganda. That's the message I have for you today, ladies and gentlemen. You know, here we are in December, and once again, as we approach the holiday season, the Christmas season, as it is known, you're going to hear the name of Jesus Christ mentioned quite frequently. And, you know, many people have a mental image that comes to mind when this season rolls around. And because, you know, you have a lot of those cute little graven images of Jesus. In fact, you'll see them in front of a lot of churches, you know, laid on top of a pile of straw. And, you know, at this time of year, ladies and gentlemen, once a year, it's celebrated. Jesus becomes a little goo-goo baby. So this is the image that many people have. You know, at this time of year, many people send out Christmas cards. And if they're religious cards, as you would call them, you'll see a picture with so-called Mother Mary holding a little baby Jesus, a little infant Jesus, sometimes a larger child Jesus in her arms. So you have this mental picture of a big Mother Mary holding a little baby Jesus. You know what this is, folks? This is Roman Catholic propaganda. Mother Mary. Mary is exalted in the Roman Catholic system. I know, as I said many times before, I speak as a former Roman Catholic. Mary, Mary, Mary. Remember the rosary beads. What prayers are said? Hail Mary, Hail Mary, Hail Mary. So over and over again, it's all about Mary. It's the Blessed Mother. It's Big Mary. And the Catholic Church, how they teach you, you come through Mary to get to Jesus, as I've said many times recently, how the current Pope Francis made a statement that if you don't pray your rosary, if you don't love the mother, well, maybe she won't give you the son. That's his quote, folks. That's what he talks about. So we see that this Mary delusion, it's Roman Catholic propaganda. I'll put some images up on a screen so you can see for yourself, folks, statues and other images where you see the large Mary, big Mother Mary, and a little goo-goo baby, Jesus, as they would call. This is the Roman Catholic Jesus, ladies and gentlemen. You know, but that's not the Jesus of the Scriptures. You know, this time of year, they celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. But you know that Jesus never told us to celebrate his birth, but he did tell us to remember his death, you see. And if you were to take a look at those Marian apparitions that have occurred for many years in different parts of the world, you look at those apparitions and very often you will see the big Mother Mary holding a little baby Jesus. These are from the pit of hell, ladies and gentlemen. Not one of those apparitions from anywhere in the world was of God, not even one. So it's a delusion. It's a Roman Catholic propaganda. Millions of Roman Catholics have been deceived over the centuries by this demonic hoax. You know, I would have been one of them, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I was one of them, but no longer. When the Lord set my soul free, I was truly saved, born again of the Spirit. And it is the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of truth, who sets the captives free. Oh, yes. So this Roman Catholic propaganda machine, you know, folks, it's never stopped working. It has deceived literally billions over the centuries. You know, Pope John Paul II, he was a deceived man. Oh, yes, he was. He was deceived by the idolatry of Mary worship. Sometimes it's called Mariolatry. It's idolatry. You remember his motto was Totus Tuus Sum Maria. That was what was sewn inside his papal garments. What does that mean? Mary, I am totally yours. My, oh my, folks, this is a serious thing that we're talking about. I'm going to put an image up there on the screen so you could see. That's an image of the papal coat of arms for the late John Paul II. If you look at the bottom of that papal coat of arms, you see a big M. What do you think that stands for? Mary. In fact, when he died on his casket, that same thing was on the casket, a cross with an M for Mary. The man died in his sins. He died a deceived man, ladies and gentlemen. The Mary propaganda, they preached a false gospel. Oh, yes, folks, this is serious stuff. So this Mary propaganda has deceived billions over the centuries, folks. People sent tumbling into the outer darkness of an eternal hell. I would have been one of them, but I praise God that Jesus Christ set me free. You know, this time of year, you know, many people, not only Catholic churches, folks, all sorts of churches, Christian churches, evangelical churches, Protestant churches, you know, a lot of times they'll be singing Happy Birthday to Jesus. That always struck me as like so unbelievable. Can you imagine singing Happy Birthday to Jesus? Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus Christ created all things. So this is just part of that propaganda. You know, the Protestant church has been sucked into this stuff, folks. You know, Christmas time comes, you know, this is a big time for, you know, many people get raking millions during this time of year, donations. They play upon the emotions of the people. You know, it's big bucks time during this time, ladies and gentlemen. And I totally believe that many of the modern day television ministers, there'd be nowhere to be found if this money tree were to stop shaking the money, folks. I'm telling you, without that money coming in, that, you know, many of them are millionaires many times over, folks. That's the modern day church. Some of these, and I'm not just talking to Catholics, folks. I'm talking evangelical churches, folks. The money that pours in is simply unbelievable. So this time of year, this Christmas time of year, you know, it starts with the Black Friday sales, you know, and they used to be crazy, but you know, most of it I think is done online now, and that's good because people get to save money, and that's a good thing. But you know, you remember those old Black Fridays where people would be waiting at the door. I mean, it was like the front line of a football team, man. Once those doors opened, man, it was every man and every woman for themselves. In fact, people have died actually during one of those Black Friday things. So you know, this time of Christmas, this whole thing, you know, with the little goo-goo baby Jesus in the manger, you know, what would you think if you had a close friend, you know, he invited you over to his home for a birthday party, and you said, yeah, sure, I'll be there, I can make it, you know, and you walk in his house, and all of a sudden you see like a manger scene set up in his living room, and you look closely and you say, well, what on earth is this? And your friend tells you, oh, that was me when I was a little baby. They took we were able to find somebody who could make a little graven image and put it in there, and that's what I looked like. That's my mom and that's my dad. And wouldn't you think that's sick? So if you think that's sick for something like that, what about Jesus? Why do you have to put the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords into a little goo-goo manger and do that every year? Folks, we don't even, nobody looks like, knows what he looked like anyway. And when you take the second commandment and remove it from the catechisms, and you're allowed to do stuff like this. So people are just going along with the whole program, ladies and gentlemen. So this whole thing, you know, Satan, you got to remember, folks, Satan, he's the god of this world. He has a field day, you know, with stuff like this. He deceives the minds of people. He does not want people to know the truth about Jesus Christ. So if he can convince you that, you know, Jesus Christ is a harmless little baby in a crib or a little infant rolling around in the arms of Mother Mary, then he's accomplished his goal, okay? He blinds the minds. I was one of these people, folks. Your mind is blinded, you know, and all these little mental pictures, big Mary, little goo-goo baby, Jesus. Oh, yes. So he's a great deceiver of souls. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. Oh, yes. So, you know, for millions of people, folks, Jesus is just seen, you know, as a young Jewish man in his early 30s, you know. He grows up, but they don't have that truth about Christ and what he preached. You know, keep in mind, after Christ rose from the dead, it said this, and he said unto them, meaning Jesus, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Whoa! Can you imagine putting that on a Christmas card around this time of year, folks? You see what I'm saying? The devil, he blinds minds, folks. He blinds minds. Oh, yes. Isaiah 44, 6, great verse. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts. I am the first and I am the last, and beside me there is no God. That's the real Jesus. So that's the picture you want to have, folks. That's the picture we need to let people know about. That's why the word is so powerful. So for many people that never pick up the Bible, they never crack the book open, that, you know, the mental picture they're going to have is what they remember from the Christmas cards that they got in the mail, okay, or they see, or the scenes, or come Christmas time, you know, the music's playing, everything's nice, and there's Mother Mary with the baby Jesus. So, you know, keep in mind Revelation 1, 17 and 18, and when I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and of death. That's the picture you want a person to have, folks. That's the real Jesus Christ. He appeared to the Apostle John. John's the one who wrote the Gospel of John. He wrote the book of Revelation. And that's the picture you need to see. When John saw Jesus, this is Jesus, the glorified Christ. What did he do? He fell at his feet. I mean, all the strength went out of him. He fell at his feet as if he was dead. He was frightened out of his mind. But Jesus said, fear not, I am the first and the last. He let him know that he's alive. He was dead. And behold, he's alive forevermore. It's speaking of Christ. So that's the picture you need, folks, of Jesus Christ. Not a little goo-goo baby in Mary's arms or inside a little manger, you see. So this Catholic propaganda always has Mary as the big the big one and little baby Jesus in the arms, folks. Don't miss this. As I said, this is what you see often in those Marian apparitions, folks. The devil doesn't play games. He plays for keeps. He wants your soul. Oh, yes. So the good news, folks, you need to know that Christ can save you. Look at this, Luke 15 and 7. It says, I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in heaven over one sinner that repenteth more than over 99 just persons which need no repentance. Likewise, I say unto you, there is joy in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner that repenteth. That's Luke 15 and 10. So that's the beauty. This is what you need to know, folks. We're the sinner. We're the ones who need to repent. Matthew 2, verses 1 to 3. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and are come to worship him. Let me stop there. To worship him. They didn't come to worship Mary, folks. Don't forget that. They came to worship him, not Mary. When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Folks, the one who was in the manger, he was born King of the Jews. Israel needs this king, folks. He's the King of kings. He's the Lord of lords. Next time he comes, he's coming in judgment, folks. So the good news, folks, it's not too late to call upon the Lord. Romans 10, verses 12 and 13, it says, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek or the Gentile, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. It's not too late to get saved, folks. If God can save a wretch like me, a rosary prayer, going to my Catholic masses, the sacrifice of the mass, doing all of these religious things, folks, worshiping graven images, if God can save me, he can save you. Just call upon him and say, hey, Lord, I want to be saved. You know, if you're a Catholic, you say, Lord, I repent of my idolatry. Lord, I repent. Lord, I want to get saved. I don't want to die in my sins. I want to go to heaven. That's what you need to do. Call upon the Lord, folks, from your heart, okay? God knows your heart. You know what's going on inside your heart, and so does God. That's the deal, folks. He will save your soul if you call upon him in truth. You be blessed, and you have a great day.